Štefan Betke oziroma Paul oziroma dekonstruktivistični pristop.
Thank you.
V današnjih DJ Grafitih se v okviru serije Berliner Hospitanz posvečamo berlinskemu elektronskemu inovatorju Štefanu Bethkeju, znanemu tudi pod imenom Paul. Poleg njegove glasbe bomo poslušali tudi intervju posnet konec marca letošnjega leta. Prisluhnimo torej prvemu delu posnetka, ki mu bosta sledila komada Berlin in Streit z Bethkejevega prvega in drugega albuma, torej z Eins in Zwei, ki sta bila del trilogije Ein, Zwei, Drei, ki je išla med leti 1998 in 2000.
So, do you maybe remember your event that was in Ljubljana in K4, like 2 years ago, maybe something like this? After Steingarten came out?
I basically remember that, yes, why not? I mean, is there any reason why I should not remember this?
No, if you
was
have
it
any...
so bad that I should have forgotten about it? Or
if you have any special memories about it?
To be honest, I can't really remember about the thing itself, because after Steingarten came out, I played so many shows all over the world and it was really hectic. But I remember that I had a few hours the next day to walk around a little bit, and that I really enjoyed the time there. So I definitely have a very good memory of the whole trip over there. Mm-hmm. And I was basically, to be honest, I was just thinking a few weeks ago, how can I manage to come back, actually, because it's 2 years, or no, it's even longer, it's about 2.5 years ago,
mm-hmm,
or something.
I think.
So I think after 2.5 years, it's time to come back to a city at one point.
Okay, we are looking forward for that. Yeah. Another thing that connects you to Slovenia is that in Club Transmediale 2007, you had a Slovenian label RXTX published CD, and you also had a song there.
Yeah.
And also on this Balkan area, Belgrade coffee shop in 2008.
True, yeah.
How did you choose the songs for the...
Basically they have chosen it. Uh-huh. So it was not my decision at all. They asked me if I would like to participate, and I said yes, what would you like to have? And they said, okay, out of these two, I think they... Belgrade, they were concretely asking for this track, and Club Transmediale, they were choosing out of four different ones that they wanted to have, and they just asked which one I would prefer, and I gave my tips, and then they have chosen it. So compilation things are very often chosen by the person mm-hmm. who is compiling the compilation.
Thank you.
Poslušate oddajo DJ Graffiti, v kateri se nocoj ukvarjamo s stvaritvami Štefana Betkaja oziroma Paula. Poslušali bomo drugi del intervjuja in komad Hook and Pack in Strand z drugega in tretjega albuma iz let 1999 in 2000, ki ima bo sledil še tretji del intervjuja.
So in 2008 also came out like a re-release of your trilogy 1, 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Why did you decide for this move?
It was the 10th anniversary of Paul. So the first one came out in 98. Mm-hmm. And to re-release it in 2008 is a good reason, like a birthday present to myself and to the audience, of course, and people that like it. And the more important reason was the record company that released this originally is they stopped producing it 5 years ago, so it's not available anymore. And I really thought it might be a good idea to really have it available for everybody who wants it. So we decided to put it out on Scape. Mm-hmm.
So actually, you established your own label 1 year after, no? 89?
Scape is 99. Uh-huh. Yeah, so we have this year 10-year anniversary.
Mm-hmm. Planned anything special?
We are doing a lot of Scape nights at the moment. So we started here at Club Transmediale 2009, where we had a nice Scape night. We just had one in Brussels Friday. So a few days ago, we're gonna have another one here in Berlin in June, I guess, or July. June. We have one in Copenhagen. We're gonna do. So I don't have the schedule yet, but it's really around Europe. We do a lot of different skate nights. Mm-hmm. We have one in Cadiz in Spain, and one in Barcelona, and we're working on one in Madrid at the moment. So it's like different things, and maybe we're gonna put out a compilation in the second half of the year. Mm-hmm. Like some, the idea is a little bit like best of or whatever. So this is.
Mm-hmm. What led you actually to this move to establish your own label?
You mean 10 years ago?
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, I was traveling really a lot in these times, and I really met a lot of very, very interesting young producers and artists. And one who really impressed me was Kid Clayton in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. He was setting up a show for me there, actually. And he gave me his music. And I thought, like, yeah, this guy doesn't have any distribution in Europe at all. He's only producing a few tracks here and sells it in North America, and that's it. And I always thought, like, to build up a platform for young, interesting artists, really artist-orientated, not money-orientated, but really for the artists, was a dream of myself. And I had this possibility to work with a very, very good distribution company. They asked me, whenever you want to do something, let us know. And I said, okay, Kid Clayton would be one that I would like to put out. And it was a big success from the first moment on. Mm-hmm. So, and then it was pretty fast. Bernd Friedman is an old friend of mine. We used to live in the same city. Then Jan Jelinek I met here in Berlin on a party, and I was a big fan of his Paben project. So I asked him if he would like to do something, and he said, yeah, why not? And so that was step by step, and suddenly I had a label.
Did you does your strategy somehow is different, because like in last 5 years only, maybe the market changed like dramatically, and probably the position of the labels also changed with this, of course.
This is in fact a very, very big problem at the moment for not only for Scape, but for every independent working label. Change of strategy, I'm not really sure if you can really change your strategy, because either you want to release a record or you don't want to release a record. Mm-hmm. And if you want to put out, you only have two ways of doing it, only digital or digital and hard copy. Mm-hmm. So since we still believe in hard copies, and we think even if the sold numbers are smaller than 5 years ago, we think that a lot of people still collect vinyl and they still like to have vinyl, and especially they want to have a CD as well. So we decided to do still hard copies, and we distribute online. Some other people might have decided to do it only online, but I think the sales, the digital sales are not big enough yet to really compensate the lack of hard copy sold records, actually, because the income is much, much smaller, and it's not really good just to focus on digital downloads. That is my personal opinion. It is, I'm not saying that this is really true, because nobody has a solution that works at the moment. So it is very difficult. But so far it concerns Scape, I think we are still on a very stable level, because we have CDs, vinyl and digital downloads. I think this combination works in our case pretty well. Mm-hmm. So, but this is really a very, very personal thing. So for another label, it might be totally different. Mm-hmm. So you might find five other people that say, no, digital only is the thing how it works. So I don't know.
Did the part of the vinyl and CDs somehow change? Maybe now more vinyl and less CDs, or?
Funny enough, it is the same amount of vinyl, but less CD. Mm-hmm. So vinyl kind of like stayed on the same amount, and CD drastically went down over 70%. So.
We'll be right back.
Okay, I read somewhere that Scape is like a label for self-contained and self-confident music.
Self-contained and self-confident music.
Maybe I, you know how to explain this.
Where did you read that?
I'm not sure, but maybe on Scape's website or maybe not. Because it was quite tricky.
This sounds a little bit like a very conceptual interpretation of what we basically do. And I know that in some of our texts that were written from other people about us, there was something in there that was going like this, and it is, to be honest, it is part, the parts of that are on our website. But the thing is, in English it sounds so much more drastical than it is in German.
So German is much more analytical and it's better.
So self-made and self-contained is more kind of like I guess it is a try to explain that Scape is mainly focused on music that is made out of a certain inner context of artists. So it's nothing that is like very everything is very, very conceptual. Every new artist that comes to Scape has to develop out of a certain inner circle, out of a self-contained logical process. Mm-hmm. So nearly every artist we found and we signed, I met him personally through somebody else, for example, or I got recommended to listen to his music or her music or whatever and bring it closer to Scape. And I think it has more to do with the fact that we would like to be very very music for the sake of music, less music for the sake of becoming rich or whatever. We all want to make our money, but it is a very conceptual label. I would never sell it to EMI or something like that.
Does this swang dash in front of the name has any symbolic meaning?
Yeah, it's called tilde, this sign, and in dictionaries you find the tilde in front of words like Netscape, for example. If you look Netscape, net is missing and you have a tilde, and first they explain scape, what scape means. So the idea that we had to put it in front of our scape as well was, it's a symbol that the name Scape has to be filled up with a deeper meaning. So it can be landscape, netscape or whatever, and this tilde is standing for, we have to fill it up with content on the label.
Nocojšnjo oddajo DJ Graffiti namenjamo nemškemu elektronskemu glasbeniku Paulu. V nadaljevanju bomo slišali skladbi Bushes, There is a Secret Behind in Green is not Green Yellow, ki sta išli na albumu Paul leta 2003. Pred tem sledi razlaga, kako in zakaj je pristal v Berlinu ter kateri vplivi so bili pri njem najzgodnejši.
Okay, you're yourself a born Dusseldorfer.
Yeah.
Why did you leave Dusseldorf?
I mean, I lived there for 24 years, and I grew up there, went to school, and it's a very tiny city. It's 500,000 people living there. The best times that Düsseldorf ever saw were in the 80s and end of 70s with bands like Kraftwerk and Duff and whatever. After that, there was not much coming out anymore. So, I mean, of course, they had Kreidler later, and I was playing in bands there as well, and there was a certain scene. But at one point, I became kind of like bored of the city, and I really wanted to see something else, so I moved to Cologne first. And from Cologne, living there for 7 years, and getting really in touch with electronic music and basically hip-hop in Cologne, because there's Movertech based, and they were the first bigger hip-hop record store in this area, actually. That was pretty interesting, and after 7 years, I decided, okay, Cologne is small as well, so it's enough. So move to Berlin, which is a big one. So and since 15 years, I'm here now. So.
Did Duff and Kraftwerk have any impact on your musical development?
Yeah, of course they do. Yeah. I mean, it's hard that they don't have, right? I mean, mm-hmm. Besides that, I like their records a lot, and if you live in Düsseldorf, or if you used to live in Düsseldorf in that time, even though I was a very young person, you couldn't get around them actually, because they were such a massive impact for mm-hmm. the city. And later on, I worked for Robert Görl and Gaby Delgado, so and basically we are on the same label. They used to work with Mute in London, and I used to work with Mute in mm-hmm. London. So in over 20 years, we met a couple of times and went out again and came together mm-hmm. again. So it is a big impact, of course. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the old Duff records. And we don't have to talk about Kraftwerk, and so.
Okay. Sure. What were the bands that you started?
You don't
with
know.
Music?
You don't want to know that. That's a long time ago. Let's
okay.
Skip this one, okay? Thank you.
V današnjih četrtkovih DJ grafitih obdelujemo delo in misel Štefana Betkaja oziroma Paula, torej ene ključnih oseb na današnji svetovni elektronski sceni. Sledi nekoliko daljši del intervjuja, nato pa še razgibavanje ob komadih Achterbahn in Düsseldorf z njegovega albuma iz leta 2007, naslovljenega Steingarten.
You decide if you use your alter ego Paul or under your own name, but do you publish under which name?
Well, basically the idea to use Paul came out of the fact that the filter that I was using for 1, 2 and 3 is called 4-pole filter. And since it was the main machine to make the whole record actually.
This is this broken one.
Exactly, yeah, it's the broken one. And since it is the main instrument for the whole record, I said, okay, take this name for the project's name. So that was the key thing.
Okay. In year 2005, you started playing with the live trio also. Is this project still active or going on?
No, this is not active anymore. The idea from the beginning on was to start this label, this band project for the tracks that I wrote, which are not sounding that good made only in a computer. I thought with a real drummer and with a real bass player they might sound better, and so we rehearsed that, and it worked really well. And then we played a lot of shows. Actually, we went on a Latin America tour for 5 weeks and played 6 different countries, and we were in Japan, we were in North America, we were Mutec Festival, we played Sonar Festival in Barcelona. We played in Bratislava, Vienna, France, Germany, all over the place, and we were pretty busy with that, but we never really had the idea to record stuff. And then when we decided to record something, the whole idea was a little bit burned out because we played so much. And then our bass player became twins, and so he's a dad now and he has to run around with him, and so it was a little bit like a mixture of burnout situation and family things, and at the same time I was becoming again very busy with playing my solo things, and the new tracks that I wrote were more club orientated, so a band was not needed, so we just stopped it. But that doesn't really mean that we never started again. So when if I would have new tracks written in the studio that might work better with a band project, I definitely start a band again, because it was big fun. It was really, really good.
You are also doing lots of mastering for other artists, actually. Do you say no to anyone who asks you that you would like your services?
I would say no to any political bands or to any project that is fascist or right-wing orientated or whatever. I would not do that. But beside this, mastering, skate mastering, I have a partner as well in the studio doing mastering. This is a normal service. It's a company service. There's no reason to say no. I would master pop music as well as a punk record or whatever. But I think because our name is well known in the more electronic scene, there are not that many pop bands coming actually. But I would not say no. Let me say it this way.
Okay. Okay, so this means like you hear lots of new music also. Would you say that there on the horizon there is something new to be seen, some new style maybe, but it's not yet defined like anything? Like, say, dubstep is maybe really hot now, but some 5 years ago it was maybe there but not defined as such. Do you have a feeling that something new is coming?
I mean, you named it already. I think the newest development is dubstep. So there is nothing else at the moment that I can see. Everything which is interesting comes out of the dubstep scene at the moment. Even though the dubstep scene has little parts that are going different ways now. There's a small group of people which I personally really, really like, is that they try to combine dubstep elements with the more techno house style, which is a very, very new development actually. And this is something which I'm really looking forward to, how far they will go in the next year or something. I mean, with Scape, we released these Round Black Ghost compilations, and the topic of these compilations is the link between dubstep and techno. Mm-hmm. Is there a link or not? And if so, how far do they go? So, mm-hmm. Beside this, I don't really see any new musical development at this point, no.
Okay. Speaking about combining different styles, tomorrow in Berlin there's Neue Musik trifft Techno, which would mean new music meets techno. Mm-hmm. What is this project?
It's made by Hörmusik, which is the Kammer Ensemble for Neue Musik. With the cultural institute here in Berlin, and they started a series where they invite the KNM, which is the Kammer Ensemble für Neue Musik, mm-hmm. Plus one guest. Last time it was Tokotronic, so the idea was pop music against Neue Musik. The idea is to discuss the differences and the similarities between electronic music and Neue Musik, in this case tomorrow, and how Neue Musik very often deals with deconstruction, and electronic music, how I do it, and techno, how I do it, has a lot to do with deconstruction as well, and minimalism and simple music, actually, to make it really simple and complex at the same time, not to spend too much information or not to spend too many words to say one sentence, mm-hmm. you know, so it's about shorten things up and make them easy. So this whole thing, I don't know what to expect about this tomorrow, because it's the second time they do it, and I'm a little bit worried that it might be a little bit boring to talk about techno, which is really more functional music than a listening type of stuff. But I think since I come out of a listening avant-garde scene, and now ending up being a little bit seen as a techno innovator or whatever people say, maybe this becomes interesting at one point. Are you coming? Are you still here tomorrow? Or?
I've already spent all my scholarship for this month.
Oh, okay, so you have to go back.
What kind of audience is actually do you expect here on such combined evenings? Are these techno freaks or more intellectual?
I think tomorrow night it will be really a funny mix of intellectuals and a lot of composers possibly, and jazz musicians, and maybe a handful of electronic fans. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so. Thank you.
V nocojšnji oddaji DJ Graffiti smo secirali Štefana Betkeja oziroma Paula, ki je svojim delom in vplivom, ki ga je leto imelo, dodobra posegal v razvoj elektronske glasbe. Prisluhnili bomo še poslovilnemu delu intervjuja s kratkim naborom zanimivosti, temu pa bosta sledila dva komada z remix verziji Steingarten, in sicer Mädchen v Gudrun Gut ABC mixu in Pferd v Lost in the Woods mixu izpod prstov glasbenika z imenom The Mole.
What is at the moment your favorite record or favorite artist?
Oh my God, there are so many. It's not fair if I just name one, actually.
Then only for today, which one is your favorite today?
I have basically two. One of my favorite stuff is definitely Washington Phillips, which is a recording from the 1920s. A guy who is playing a little children's piano, actually, a very small one, and singing on top of it. So he only did one record in his life, so it was recorded in 1925 or 6. And this is really, really beautiful. And at the same time, if it comes down to more modern music, I really, really like the new Moody Man. Uh-huh. So I'm a big fan of Moody Man.
Okay. What was your first record that you bought in your life?
I didn't buy my first record. The first one I got as a Christmas present from my older brother. And I think it was... I should not say that, actually, but I think it was Elvis Presley.
That's not bad. Okay, what are the future plans now, also for the label, and if you can expect any new album or anything like this in the near future?
Well, on Scape, first of all, we have Group Show coming, which is Jan Jelinek, Andrew Peckler and Hanno Leichtmann in a band project. We have a new map station coming pretty soon. I told you that we are planning on this birthday compilation. I just released a new 12-inch a few weeks ago, and I'm working already on the next one. My idea is to put out some 12-inches this year first, and at the same time I work on a new album, but it will take a little bit more time to finish it, and I really would like to concentrate and find the next step, what makes sense and which is logical and whatever, and really develop it then in this direction. And yeah, so a lot of work to do, and like I said, a lot of Scape nights. I'm still touring a lot and playing a lot of shows. I have some remixes that I did that are coming out soon. So it's quite a few stuff.
Okay, thank you for the interview and hope to see you soon in Ljubljana.
Yeah, thank you for coming and hope to be in Ljubljana soon.
Okay.
Samo za vas je klobučke in betke prebirala Pina Gabrijan.
can't touch this.
Radio Student.